For the first time since 1968, Missouri's first congressional district will not be represented by someone with the last name Clay. Cori Bush, a nurse and Black Lives Matter activist, defeated William Lacey Clay in Missouri's Democratic primary yesterday, the latest upset victory of a progressive challenger over a longtime incumbent.
They counted us out. They called me, you know, I'm just the protester. Uh-huh. I'm just the activist. With no name, no title, and no real money. Come on. That's all they said that I was. Yes. But St. Louis showed up today. So
let's bring in Brian Ellison, who covers politics at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Brian, lots to talk to you about, but Cori Bush is a single mother who got her start in politics after the 2014 protests in Ferguson. She lost to Clay in 2018. What was different this time?
Yeah, it feels like it was an entirely different context for the election, Jeremy. A sign of how much has changed with the protests, of course, that have swept the country, including St. Louis, calling for police reform or defunding. Cori Bush rose to prominence, as she suggested in her quote there, as a community activist after the Michael Brown was killed by police in Ferguson. But her election is very much in the vein of Jamal Bowman's, who beat Elliot Engel in New York, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez a couple years ago. If she's elected, which is expected since it's a strongly Democratic district, she will be the first Black woman ever to represent Missouri in Congress. Should be noted, she beat Lacey Clay, who had represented the St. Louis area there for 20 years. His father represented that district before him, also Black, but an establishment Democrat who was endorsed by Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. That status didn't help him yesterday.
Missouri voters also yesterday approved an expansion of Medicaid. What's going on there? What's that going to mean for health care in the state and for the state budget?
That's right. They became the 38th state to adopt Medicaid expansion. It means about 230,000 more Missourians will have access to health care. It won't take effect, though, till July of next year. And a lot of folks are concerned about that funding question. 90% of the funding, of course, comes from the federal government. But the other 10%, Republican leaders have warned, could mean significant cuts for an already strapped state budget. Supporters, though, say it will end up saving the state money in the long run because of reduced health care costs and also healthier, more productive people. So we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, one more thing I want to ask you about, which is that Kansans, we're going on to the other side of the border there, also voted yesterday, and voters in the Republican Senate primary picked Representative Roger Marshall over former Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other leaders in the party had wanted Marshall to win, thinking he'd have a better chance at keeping the seat Republican in November. What does this mean for the Senate race in Kansas?
Well, I think Kansas, you know, hasn't elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1932. There was polling showing that as many as 30% of Republican voters would have supported the Democrat, Barbara Bollier, if Kris Kobach had been the nominee. But let's not overstate it. Roger Marshall still is a very conservative Republican. He represents the conservative first district in western Kansas. Barbara Bollier, she is a former Republican who became a Democrat when Kris Kobach was the party's nominee for governor, said she couldn't support him. She's very popular in the Kansas City suburbs of Johnson County, which have been moving in a more Democratic direction. But at the end of the day, Kansas is still a pretty conservative state. And without the baggage that Kris Kobach would have brought, Roger Marshall will likely be a very strong candidate for the GOP.
All right, we'll be watching that race. Brian Ellison, host and election night anchor at KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.